Trump and Putin to meeting Alaska for Ukraine talks next week. Israel rejects international criticism of Gaza City takeover plan. What we know about Israel's plan to take over Gaza City. Azerbaijan and Armenia sign peace deal. At White House's summit with Trump, Nagasaki mayor warns of nuclear war 80 years after atomic bomb attack. Military veteran arrested week after fatal Montana shooting. Elon Musk's AI accused of making explicit AI Taylor Swift videos. Rapidly growing fire prompts thousands of evacuations in California. Jim Lovell, who guided Apollo 13 safely back to Earth, dies aged 97. 11 domestic workers arrested over illegal abortions in Hong Kong. Wildfires forced Turkey to close key waterway. Heartbreaking search for missing children after India flash floods. Mushroom murderer tried to kill husband with pasta, cookies, and curry, court was told. Trump calls for Intel boss to resign immediately, alleging China ties. Crocs U.S. sales tumble as shoppers choose trainers. U.S. offers $50 million reward for arrest of Venezuelan leader Nicolas Maduro. Convicted rapist quits Australian parliament after losing legal bid to stay. From underdogs to equals, how India forced England to draw a test series. NASA Apollo missions, stories of the last moon, men an escape from feeling lonely, the sole convenience stores. Fighting isolation, U.S. shrugs off Gaza escalation, drifting further away from allies. Is the world's oldest leader set for an eighth term? India's immigration raids send ripples through slums and skyscrapers alike. Is Perrier as pure as it claims? The bottled water scandal gripping France. The secret system Hamas uses to pay government salaries. On Ukraine's front line, twisted wreckage shows sanctions haven't yet stopped Russia. Trump-Modi ties hit rock bottom with new tariffs on India over Russian oil. What Israel's Gaza City takeover plan could mean for Palestinians. Why Hiroshima and Nagasaki are safe to live in today. I made an AI clone of my dead son and let a journalist interview him. I loved them. Police interview Australian mushroom murderer bear chase Shockey mascot during photo shoot. Chile's Codelcojit's regulatory approval to reopen part of El Teniente copper mine. Trump and Putin meet to discuss Ukraine peace deal in Alaska. Canada joins allies in lowering price cap on Russian oil. White House to clarify tariffs for gold bars as industry stops flying bullion to USA. Ziri BTC crude oil exports from Turkey's Ceyhan port to drop in September. Gold bars to be exempt from tariffs. White House clarifies. Competing bid received in U.S. auction of shares in Citgo's parent. Argentina's YPF aims to boost shale oil output to 190,000 BP by year end. U.S. licenses NVIDIA to export chips to China, official says. TV broadcaster Nexstar in advanced talks to acquire rival Tegna, source says. Exclusive, Opendoor CEO Wheeler breaks silence. EMJ's Eric Jackson calls for more U.S. agency to probe FAA oversight of Washington airspace after fatal collision. U.S. proposes settlement with Graystar to end alleged rental price collusion. NASA crew 10 astronauts departs pay station after five-month mission. U.S. proposes to extend Newark Airport flight cuts through October 2026. Trump says his meeting with Putin to take place in Alaska on August 5th. U.K. regulator clears Boeing takeover of Spirit Aerosystems. Mexico stocks lower at close of. Trade, S&P BMVIPC down 0.33%. Colombia 12-month inflation, 4.9% in July. Argentines grill up more beef in first half of 2025 as wages soar. Instant View Canada's economy sheds 40,800 jobs in July. China narrows gap with U.S. as Germany's biggest trading partner. Taiwan, July exports post fastest growth in 15 years on strong tech demand. Moody's warns U.S. tariffs may hurt India's manufacturing push. Slow growth, consumer credit nears forecast with slight dip, shows growth from previous numbers. Trump's higher tariffs hit major U.S. trading partners, sparking defiance and concern.